KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump is returning for a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania later today.
Joan Baker plans to be there.
Found it was very important to be here again.
The campaign says Trump will be joined by Elon Musk, the first time the SpaceX and Tesla CEO has appeared publicly at a campaign event since endorsing the former president. Also joining Trump will be the family of Corey Comparator, who was killed by gunfire at the July rally. Josh Fuller says he's attending all the way from California.
And to come back and finish that job and talk to the American people and kind of show that strength, that leadership that we need in the United States, I think it's breathtaking.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNNews.com, Arizona Senate candidate Carrie Lake says her campaign is all about securing the border, improving the economy, and getting tough on crime.
And my opponent is just the opposite. Open borders, pro-sanctuary city, wanted to defund the police nationwide. He is for, you know, biological men competing in sports with our daughters and our sisters.
Lake was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the struggle for Hurricane Helene victims to get by without running water.
One woman in Asheville, North Carolina, says she would love to take a shower. Travis Edwards carried home several jugs and plastic bags of water from a stainless steel tanker truck in downtown Asheville.
Wash dishes with it, or wash our hands, wash our face and our bodies, and then collect all of that into a bucket as gray water.
That water is then used to flush the toilets.
It's very interesting, kind of going back to having nothing available. And then trying to figure out how to be resourceful with what you had to, I guess, survive.
Even water that's unfit to drink is scarce in Asheville. Repairs to the water system could take weeks. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith, Michael Harrington explains.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in the House are urging the IRS to reject tax-exempt status for Christian ministries unless they can specifically be defined as a church. Liberals expressed outrage recently when the Family Research Council was granted the right to be treated as an association of churches by the IRS. However, Congress has already passed laws granting churches and conventions or associations of churches special protections. This is SRN News. They're going back to work for now.
A massive dockworker strike that shut down cargo ports across the East Coast and the Gulf Coast earlier this week has been suspended, with workers agreeing to return to their jobs Friday as contract negotiations continue. The International Longshoremen's Association has been trying to hammer out a new work contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents terminal operators and shipping lines. President Joe Biden said the decision to reopen ports is patriotic and shows that collective bargaining works. Vice President Kamala Harris said she applauds all involved for their efforts. Former President Donald Trump has likewise spoken in support of the dock workers, although he has also blamed massive inflation for throwing gasoline on the fire. Bernie Bennett reporting.
America's employers added a surprisingly strong 254,000 jobs in September. That's easing concerns about a weakening labor market. It also seems to suggest the pace of hiring is still solid enough to support a growing economy. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.